The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we're going to go right to page 8 and the second line of Who's Who in Sports. We have Izzy Skane, Northwestern Wildcats attacker. Her height is 5'7". She was born June 15, 2000, hometown Clarkston, Michigan. With 10:44 remaining in the NCAA lacrosse title game against Boston College, Skane scored her 99th goal of the season and 288th of her career, both of which set new school records. The Wildcats won the game 18-6. Giving them first championship since 2012. Skane, who led the Division I in goals scored, was named MVP of the tournament. Did you know, though, the NCAA Division I record for goals in a season is 103, set by Abby Horms of High Point in 2022. Next, we have Erling Haaland, Manchester City striker. His height is 6'3". His weight is 192 pounds. He was born July 21st, 2000, hometown Leeds, England. Haaland set the Premier League record for goals in the season, scoring 36 in just 35 games as Man City won the league. He also had 12 goals in 10 Champions League games, and City reached the final. Before the season, Haaland was transferred from Borussia Dortmund, where he became the youngest player to hit the 50-goal mark in the Bundesliga. Did you know, though he was born in England, Haaland represents Norway, where his parents were born. And finally, Freddie Freeman, Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman. His height is 6'5". His weight is 220 pounds. He was born September 12, 1989, hometown Orange, California. After signing as a free agent before the 2022 season, Freeman made his sixth All-Star team in his first campaign with the Dodgers. He hit 21 home runs and led the NHL, the NL, in on-base percentage. Before joining L.A., Freeman spent more than 11 seasons with Atlanta, helping the Braves to the World Series title in 2021. Did you know, though, to honor his mother, who died when he was 10, Freeman represented her home country, Canada, at the 2023 World Baseball Classic. July birthdays. On July 2nd, Los Angeles Sparks power forward Nika Uguamaki turns 33. July 11th, Chicago Cubs starting pitcher Justin Steele is 28. On July 17th, hockey prospect Connor Bedard celebrates turning 18. Fast facts. Julio Rodriguez. Through the first third of the 2023 season, Rodriguez had 10 homers and 32 RBIs along with 12 stolen bases. Last season, at age 21, he was named the American League Rookie of the Year after hitting .284 with 28 home runs and 25 stolen bases, making him the first player in his debut year with a 25-25 season. Rodriguez signed a 13-year contract extension last August, with guarantees of 12 years and $210 million. But if he hits certain incentives, it could be worth $470 million over 17 years. And then we have our next Fast Fact individual. Whoa, basketball player Breonna Stewart of the New York Liberty. She's a forward. After playing six seasons with Seattle, in which she led the Storm to two NBA titles and was the 2018 league MVP, Stewart signed with the Liberty in the offseason. Fellow stars Jonquel Jones and Courtney Vandersloot signed with the Liberty as well, creating a super team and making the New York a favorite in the WNBA. Stewart, who has averaged 20.4 points per game in her career, led the league in scoring 21.8 points per game. In 2022, before turning pro, she led UConn to four consecutive NCAA titles and was named Naismith College Player of the Year three times. Good job, Brianna. Now, how about a little baseball from the gang? Quiet Riot. Looking at the top of the page left, a bird flying over the baseball field. What's the call, ump? Buzz it safe. The first baseman has to demonstrate control of the ball when touching the base to get the runner out. Like I've been saying, I can do no wrong. Nice hustle, boss. You going to shine his sunglasses, too? Come on, let's keep playing. And the ball comes in. And the catcher grabs the bat. The ball goes by. Whoosh. Shh. Quiet Riot. We shouldn't disturb it. It's the long-thought extinct Toronto Raptor. Ah, yes. The mascot the Raptors were originally going to use before Jurassic Park came out, and everyone forgot that the term raptor can also refer to a bird of prey. That's my brilliant boss. That actually happened? Don't look it up. Let's just finish the game. Quiet sports. How can we make that work? I have some ideas. Jumping into the lake. Boop! Football receiver carrying a sign. I'm open. Tennis player. Sign language at the official. And then looking at the nest, there the ball goes to the bird in the nest. Squawk! Smash! Crack! Pop! Oof! Doof! Prove right again, boss. We may have an entirely new problem. Man, things really are different in Canada. Page 36. American Heroes. World Cup. The United States enters the World Cup with an intriguing mix of established veterans and fresh young talent. But will the team gel in time? After winning the last two Women's World Cups, the United States will certainly head to Australia and New Zealand for the 2023 competition as the hands-down favorite, right? I mean, they're still ranked number one in the world. So they'll be unstoppable, right? Right? Well, since the last World Cup in 2019, a lot has changed. Many of the players who made up the iconic core that led the team to those two wins have been injured or have moved on. So has Coach Jill Ellis, replaced by Vlatko Andonovski. He's on the left. At the Olympics in 2021, the team failed to reach the final, settling for bronze. Last fall, the United States lost three games in a row for the first time in nearly 30 years. Just when things started looking better following a win in the She Believes Cup in February, star Mallory Swanson was lost with a knee injury in an April friendly. That's not to say the United States is heading into the tournament in bad shape. Just different. For years, United States soccer focused on winning now, which meant focusing on veteran players. I don't even think that the national team was set up for helping young players, Advanowski says. So after taking the job in the late 2019, he set about trying to develop young talent with an eye toward the future. Now, about half of the players he'll be taking down under are making their World Cup debuts. Not everything is new, though. There will still be familiar faces. Outspoken star Megan Rapinoe is still around. Becky Sauerbrunn is still a rock on defense. Rose Lavelle is looking to build on her breakout performance at the 2019 Cup. Alex Morgan is still scoring goals. Only now she's doing it alongside players who grew up with her poster on their walls. Morgan is iconic, gushes forward Naomi Girma, the top pick of the 2022 NWSL draft. It's crazy to get to play with her. We're all just coming out at it open and trying to learn. And I think at the same time, bringing our own personalities and energy, and I think it's a good energy that we all need to feed off. And I think it's a good balance of, like, you have the veterans who bring established leadership, and we're kind of learning from them. But then also, like, they'll joke around with us. I think it's a good vibe. It's also one that will benefit not only this United States team, but future squads as well. Andonovsky has liked what he's seen in the interactions between the vets and the kids, and he hopes the youngsters will remember what they're learning 5 or 10 years from now. The players on this team, they're nasty competitors, said Andonovsky, and nasty in a good way. It's passed on generation to generation. I'm glad that now the next group is picking that up, because they're going to have to pass that on. Things have been hectic for Morgan recently. She spent 6 years battling with United States Soccer for equal pay and equal treatment. 3 years ago, she had her first child, a daughter named Charlie. With a new sense of purpose and a fresh perspective, Morgan has found her play supercharged. And that's bad news for the rest of the world. Morgan has scored 121 goals in the 13 years she earned her first cap, and now her game is more well-rounded than ever. She used to rely on her speed, but now the 34-year-old is more patient, drawing on her vision and awareness to get the teammates more involved. And she attributes that to dealing with the changes in her life. I am just as hungry for more as was five or ten years ago, she says. But I don't necessarily feel the pressures that I felt then. If anyone is worried about the fact that Rodman has no World Cup experience, consider how well she adapted in her first match with the Washington Spirit. After becoming the youngest player drafted, second in 2021 in the history of the NWSL, she saw her first action in a Challenge Cup match, promptly scored within 5 minutes. With two full professional seasons under her belt, Rodman has blossomed into an all-round star. In her brief NWSL career, she had 14 goals and 9 assists in just 51 games. And it's not as if she doesn't have any international experience. The 21-year-old forward who will play in a big part in filling the hole left by Mallory Swanson's injury has 17 caps and 2 goals. In 2020, she found the net 9 times at the Under-20 World Cup, helping the United States to its 6th win in that tournament. And it has a picture on the top of page 37, Alex Morgan, old guard, Trinity Rodman, young gun. Pages 37 and 38 and 39, 5 players. Becky Sauerbrunn, KG vet. Her first stint as captain of the USWNT did not go well. Sauerbrunn will be the first to admit that. Appointed in 2016, the introverted Sauerbrunn assumed that her new duty required her to be a rah-rah leader. She spent the better part of 2 years trying to be something she wasn't and ultimately ended up losing the captain's armband. Now she's got it back, and a 38-year-old has learned from her mistakes. I feel way more settled in who I am and in my leadership style because of the failures I had that first go-round, says Sauerbrunn. She's happy to let other players give pep talks, focusing instead on creating a welcoming culture. On the field, she's not flashy either. Sauerbrunn has never scored a goal in 216 appearances, but she anchors a defense that is routinely among the best in the world. Sophia Smith, fresh face. Few players in the world are more dangerous with the ball at their feet than Smith. The forward, who will be 22 at the start of the World Cup, loves to run right at defenders and either shoot or pick out an open teammate. The field gets small for her very quickly, her former club coach Ryan Wilkinson of the Portland Thorns said last year. You give her a sniff of this net, and she makes something out of nothing. Here's what she's conjured up so far. a total of 12 goals and 29 games for the USWNT, plus the game-winning goal in the 2022 NWSL Championship game. That culminated a season in which Smith was named the league's MVP. She celebrated that title-winning goal with a simple shrug, a la NBA legend Michael Jordan. It was as if she was saying the goal was just something that came naturally to her, because it was. So, five players? These stars from all over the world will also be shining this summer as they look to thrive on the sport's biggest stage. Who are these five players to watch? Well, number one, Merle Fromms from Germany. If there's one thing to expect from Fromms, Germany's stellar goalkeeper, is that she will be hungry. In the past year, she suffered agonizing defeats in the finals of last summer's European Championship and this year's Champions League with Wolfsburg. Number two, Asisat Owala from Nigeria. A five-time winner of the African Women's Footballer of the Year Award, Oshala netted 21 times in 28 games for Barcelona this year. Only one African team has made the quarterfinals at the Women's World Cup. The elite goal scorer makes the Super Falcons a threat to be the second. Number three, Wendy Renard from France. One of the top defenders in the game, Captain Renard, left the French team in February in protest of coach Corinne Diacre. Shortly thereafter, Diacre was replaced and Renard returned. Now she's expected to anchor the back line for a deep squad that is ranked number five in the world. Number four, Sam Kerr, Australia. There's no doubting that Kerr is graceful. The striker is one of the most technically proficient players in the world. But don't think that means she's not tough. Kerr, who has averaged 63 goals in 120 caps, grew up playing Australian rules football. Her dad and brother played professionally. And finally, Alexia Putellas from Spain. When Lionel Messi left Barcelona, the player who replaced him as the face of the club was not a man. It was Putellas, the midfield dynamo who has won the last two Ballon d'Or Femine Awards as the best women's player in the world. If she's fully recovered from an ACL injury, Spain will be tough to beat. Games to watch. Number one, Australia versus Canada, Group B, July 31st. The United States has been the best team in the CONCACAF region since, well, forever. But Canada's catching up fast. The neighbors to the north won gold at the Olympics in 2021 and feature, like the United States, an intriguing mix of old and new. A host of exciting young players are joined by forward Christine Sinclair, who has scored more international goals, 190, than any player in history. Sony Leon, a 30-year-old forward, scored three goals in two friendlies against Australia last fall. The games were hard-fought and wildly entertaining. With a home crowd behind them, the Sheilas will be tough to take down. This game will probably decide the group and likely be one of the most entertaining group stage affairs. Number two, USA versus the Netherlands, Group E, July 27th. What's the reward for entering the tournament as the number one team in the world? For the United States, it's a matchup with a team it faced in the 2019 World Cup final. The Dutch will sadly be missing top scorer Vivian Miedema, who tore her ACL. Number three, Norway versus New Zealand, Group A, July 20th. The stadium will be rocking when the co-hosts, the Football Ferns, take an traditional power Norway in the tournament opener. A favorable draw means if New Zealand can grab a point here, it could well get to the knockout stage for the first time. Number four, England versus Denmark, Group D, July 28th. Riding high after their win in last summer's European Championship, the Three Lionesses will be one of the teams to beat. But Denmark will be a challenge. Pernille Harder is a two-time UEFA Player of the Year. Number five, Brazil versus Jamaica, Group F, August 2nd. Brazil is known for flair, but the Seleca might well meet their match in Jamaica forward Khadija Shaw. Her love of carrots earned her the nickname Bunny. It's on the back of her Man City jersey. And she scored a staggering 55 goals in 38 caps. Hi, Zazuni. Facts to know. The Cubs mascot is a 15-year-old football mad penguin with blue hair. She's a Utitula minor, also known as a little penguin. Her name is Tazuni, which is a mashup of the Tasman Sea, her home, and the world unity, an important theme of the event. Home talent. The tournament will spotlight several indigenous players, the people who live in Australia and New Zealand before colonists arrived. Among them is Aussie keeper Lydia Williams, who has written two kids' books about a young indigenous player. Most hosts. The first 32-team Women's World Cup will be held at 10 stadiums in Australia and New Zealand. The opening match will take place at historic Eden Park, which opened 123 years ago and has also hosted games in the Cricket and Rugby World Cups. Watch this. When the United States won the first Women's World Cup in 1991 above, the final aired on a small regional channel that no longer exists. This summer, organizing are looking a slightly larger audience. About 2 billion people will be expected to watch worldwide. Fan focus. The Netherlands' first game is in Dunedin, New Zealand, which means fans have to trek more than 11,000 miles from home. Nonetheless, expect strong rooting sections from all over the world. Fans from more than 100 countries have purchased tickets. Road trip, pages 42 and 43. Number one, Alaska, Iditarod Trail. Even if there's no snow in the ground, you can still get into the spirit of the 1,000-mile annual dog sled race. At the Iditarod headquarters in Wasilia, you can view memorabilia and take a summer sled dog cart ride. Mush! This summer, make a sports pilgrimage here or 50 of the coolest sports things to see and do, one in every state in the United States. Number two, Hawaii. Bonsai Pipeline. Some of the most perfect waves in the world break on the north shore of Oahu, where shallow water and reefs create barrel-shaped waves. If you're an experienced surfer, try to catch one. If not, lounge on the beach and watch the action. Number three, Idaho, Perrine Bridge. The scenic Perrine Bridge in Twin Falls is 486 feet above the Snake River and is the rare bridge where base jumping is legal year-round without a permit, so you never know who you might see go parachuting off the edge. Number four, California, Huntington Beach. There are nearly 25 volleyball courts by the 1,850-foot pier at famed Huntington Beach, and they're available for free. And if you feel like getting wet after working up a sweat, keep in mind that Huntington Beach is better known as Surf City, USA. Arizona, learn about the history of handball at the Hall of Fame in Tucson. Connecticut's skate on the same ice as countless Olympians of the International Skating Center in Simsbury. Florida, visit Daytona International Speedway. Number eight. Number five. Wisconsin, Lumberjack Bowl. The top lumberjacks and Jills coverage on Hayward every converge on Hayward every July for the World Championships. So break out your lightest flannel shirts and see winners crowned in log rolling, boom running, axe throwing, saw chopping, and more. 6. Colorado. Great sand dunes. So you want to go snowboarding, but it's summer? You can always rent a board and glide down the slopes in Great Sand Dunes National Park. Be advised, the sand gets hot, like 150 degrees midday. 7. Kentucky, Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. You'll never want a metal bat again after checking out the wood models swung by more than 3,000 major leaguers, some of which are more than a century old. Be sure to get a photo by the 120-foot-tall replica of Babe Ruth's bat. 8. Alabama. Rickwood Field, located in Birmingham. Rickwood Field is the oldest baseball park in the country. Since it opened in 1910, it's hosted minor league and Negro League teams, and everyone from Babe Ruth to Monet Davis had played on the diamond. 9. Maine. Cadillac Mountain. Go to bed early the night before visiting, because you'll want to be up well before dawn to hike 2 miles to the top of Cadillac Mountain. Do so and you can be the first person in the United States to see the sun rise. Georgia. Try to kick a field goal at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. Iowa. Visit the Field of Dreams Diamond in the cornfields of Dyersville, Louisiana. Take a bio tour and get up close and personal with alligators. Just keep your hands in the boat. Continuing with the road trip, Maryland. See how a traditional wooden stick is made at the Lacrosse Hall of Fame in Sparks, Massachusetts. Watch a Cape Cod League game in Mississippi. Visit the Jackson Museum honoring wacky pitcher Dizzy Dean. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.